You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Do You Practice Personal Peace? Peace is defined as a stress-free state of stillness, security, and calmness. Everything coexisting in perfect harmony. To reach a state of personal peace, you must make an inward connection to yourself. Personal peace is independent of external states, circumstances, and conditions. Personal peace is independent of the chaos in the external world around you. Personal peace is also independent of your ego. Personal peace is not a passive state. Instead, personal peace is a dynamic state that requires the proper effort to achieve. Achieving personal peace requires an awareness of who you are and where you are in your own unique soul plan that only you can accomplish. Personal peace comes from your alignment and connection to your own higher self and your connection to the energy of the divine. Personal peace has always been very important in many religions since biblical times and earlier. For example, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." This comes from John 14:27. Personal peace is also important outside of any religious framework. Personal peace is very important to achieve in your everyday life. How can you achieve personal peace in your own everyday life? Consider these three things. Number one, use a rhythmic breathing technique to calm yourself. One of the first steps to achieving personal peace is to calm yourself with a rhythmic breathing technique. One such breathing technique is called the 4-7-8 breathing technique. The 4-7-8 breathing technique requires you to focus on taking a long, deep breath in, hold the breath, and exhale slowly out. This technique involves breathing in for 4 seconds, holding your breath for 7 seconds, and exhaling for 8 seconds. Rhythmic breathing helps promote relaxation and is a core element in many yoga and meditation practices. Rhythmic breathing provides a hopeful, optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes. Number two, connect to your heart space. From your calm state, connect to your heart space to experience personal peace. Your heart space is your place of personal truth. Your heart space is the place where your higher self communicates with you and your intuitive wisdom comes from. It is the place to achieve emotional balance and the ability to meet life with gratitude and grace. To connect to your heart space, continue your rhythmic breathing and direct your attention to your heart center itself. Direct your attention to your heart as if all your energy were resting there. Then breathe in and out from the center of your heart. Let your emotions, feelings, and thoughts come and go without judgment. Relax and experience the different physical sensations that emanate from your heart space. Number three, practice non-attachment and non-resistance. Non-attachment and non-resistance are keys to experiencing personal peace in your life. There is an old mind-body-spirit saying, what you resist persists. Personal peace is achieved by allowing from your heart space everything in your life just as it is for a period of time without any resistance or attachments. If you need a visualization, visualize yourself as a rock in a river. Water flowing by the rock, hits the rock, bounces off the rock, and flows around the rock. Let your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions flow by you without attachment or resistance, just like water flowing by the rock in an actual river. Personal peace can be maintained by changing your relationship with your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions instead of trying to change your actual thoughts, feelings, and emotions themselves. Changing your relationship with your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with discernment, that is, without any kind of judgment, to a place of self-acceptance allows you to achieve and maintain a state of personal peace from your heart space. Achieving and maintaining personal peace allows you to make a positive impact in your own life and become an inspiration to others. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.